seem fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Julie Newmark of julienewmarkmusic.com. Time Store Halo bringing us in. Julie, looking forward to your new work. Thank you for allowing us to jam Time Store Halo as we open the show. And thank you, Kevin, for keeping it rolling while I talk about her wonderful music. We're talking about how to find a quality fish oil. Man, you want to find some stuff to shovel in the natural medicine industry? Look around at the fish oils. The claims that are made.
Did you say stuff to shovel?
I am. I'm saying that, trying to keep it politically correct, because as a fish oil connoisseur myself, a man who appreciates the science of fish oil, the difficulty of at which it is to make a quality fish oil, and it is very difficult to do that. There is a lot of bad stuff on the market, and we are going to target you on what to do and get you to recognize the false claims and the false labeling out there as to what that really is. Because fish oil, boy, there is not a week that goes by that doesn't tell us another great piece of information about this product.
That's right. Well, I would say this ingredient. You're right. And I think when it comes to determining a quality fish oil, there are a couple things that we need to hit as integrity points, all right? Mm-hmm. Utmost important to a good fish oil. Sorry, I can't talk for some reason today. The utmost importance in a good fish oil, I should say, is freshness. All right, yeah. Very, very important. A fresh product will not only taste great, but it's also going to be more effective. So what do you need to look for? Okay, so oils, all right? Oils spoil, and that's the biggest thing that we need to understand. As soon as they hit oxygen, as soon as they hit heat, they start to deteriorate. And what we need to look for is products that are processed in an oxygen-free environment, all right? Mm-hmm. That's really huge. Another point is purity. Okay, that goes completely hand in hand with freshness because of environmental contaminants. Now, how many people understand and know, let's say you get pregnant, what are you all of a sudden worried about? Now, you should have been worried about it when you weren't pregnant because you've got yourself to worry about, but all of a sudden mothers, new expecting mothers, are worried about eating fish because of the toxic contaminants like mercury, dioxins, you name it. And so can you imagine, it's hard enough to get a clean piece of fish to just prepare and eat. Think about extracting the oil from a fish. Yeah. And so purity, all fish oils must be purified during processing, okay? Starting with fish species that are naturally low in toxins and sourced from clean waters. So you're thinking about wild-caught sardines, anchovies, cod, Alaskan salmon. That's the first step. So wild, not farmed. And then gentle, chemical-free, reduced heat processing definitely results in excellent purity levels. Very, very important.
Yeah, it is. And I'm going to counter that with fake claims. Number one, if somebody says their product is 100% metals-free, it's impossible. It also doesn't need to be. As long as it's very low, because metals are in everything. It's in soil and all that. There's just natural places for metals. As long as it's very low or it meets what we call Prop 65 levels, which is a very strict standard out of the state of California that a lot of the industry uses, you're okay. When they say it's metals free, they're not telling the truth. And it basically means they're just selling you a bunch of garbage there. Another thing is that they will spike it. So they will say, well, you'll see that the label's real high. And you talked about purity. Well, part of purity is leaving the fish oil intact to how it was when it came out of the fish.
Aha.
A lot of companies will spike it with cheaper rancid DHA and EPA. So you see these great labels. And they'll say, our DHA has double the DHA of every other fish oil. That's right. Not good because spiking rant makes it rancid.
That's right. So you're talking about potency. That is another consideration. Very, very important. Absolutely. So you want those. So, yes, I can't say enough about this. In fact, I got this lovely CrossFit community and all of a sudden, they're all talking about these hot products. And I kind of bite my tongue because, look, I don't want my community and my leisure activity and my exercise to be my work. I just don't. I kind of bite my tongue. Mm-hmm. But I have to tell you. I go crazy because they'll ask me about things and I'm like, send me the label. And of course it's like, right. 7,000 milligrams of eicosapentaenoic acid and docosahexaenoic acid. That's EPA and DHA. And for the listener's edification there, those are the two components of fish oil in particular. Mm-hmm. Those are the omega-3 fatty acids that have all of the claims for being healthy, have health benefits, and also anti-inflammatory properties. And so, as Dr. Weiss said, it's important that those are intact and that you don't just look at the milligram, but you are making sure that you're getting adequate levels. So experts pretty much recommend a daily dose of at least 500 milligrams of the combined omega-3 essential fatty acids, EPA and DHA. But if they're taken out and then artificially spiked and then put back into the product, first of all, it's not a very good manufacturing process because it what does it do? It offers the things that we're talking about. It's, I think it, the integrity is lost when we're talking about freshness and the integrity is lost when we're talking about purity.
Right. Yeah, we're talking about it and we've gone one full segment without controversy. Let's start one. I think one of the worst fish oils on the market is the pharmaceutical version. It's Lavazza or Lavazza.
Oh my gosh.
In my opinion, it's terrible. I've smelled it in my office from the samples. It smells rancid. When you read the labels, it says stabilized with trans fatty acids. Hello, trans fatty acids have been linked to cancer and heart disease. When I talked to the sales rep about it, the sales rep said two things. One is I wouldn't take it, as he was holding on to his Nordic Naturals brand. I wouldn't take it. I'd take Nordic Naturals. And the other thing he said is, but it lowers triglycerides. Okay, yeah, but a good way to lose weight is to cut off your legs. But that doesn't mean it's going to work for over a period of time. You're going to run out of legs. You know, these bad versions can still change your blood values because we don't measure oxidation all the time with our regular labs. We measure triglycerides and lipids and things. Listeners, the bad fish oil can make your labs look better, your cholesterol and triglycerides, but make you more sick. It is all about the rancidity and the freshness. You want to stick with these triglyceride forms and these phospholipid forms of some of these better companies. And look, if you go into a quality health food store, they're going to let you know what the good companies are. You tell them you don't want a spike, you want it fresh, you want somebody that is realistic with it. You know, looking at Vectomegas and Nordic Naturals and a few others. And I would say, Holly, what, 15% of the supplements of the fish oil companies probably do it right, and the rest you would throw away? Would you call
it that? I would say 15%, yep. I would say 15%.
And that's probably gotten a little bit better. But look, the other thing, hey, more expensive isn't better. There's some really expensive ones with some beautiful boxes that are just not good. And you're talking about something that one dose doesn't help you. Repeated doses over time taken consistently helps you. Well, what's a way we can get toxic? Repeated doses of low amounts of bad things over time will make us toxic.
Yeah, so it works both ways, right?
Yeah, it'll work both ways. And look, one of the things that is my pet peeve is when somebody's honestly trying to do something good for themselves. Like, look, I have a limited budget, but I'm going to go on fish oil. And then they find out a couple years later that they've been taking rancid oils that have been probably adding to their problems. They're adding to their ability to get cancer and heart disease rather than protecting it. Look, we don't have government purity laws that protect us here. It is the wild, wild America out there. You have to fend for yourself and fight for that knowledge. Before buying any fish oil, make them prove it is not rancid and clean. And trust your taster. If it doesn't taste like a fish oil that you might, if it doesn't taste like a good, healthy piece of fish, you know, it's going to be fishy, a little bit. But if it tastes like a bad fish, don't you take it. If you're burping up these nasty fish burps, that's bad. That says don't do it, okay? And get to a doc or get to someplace to get a good option for it.
I think that's excellent advice. I you know, now I know why I'm so successful and so smart, because I had you as an instructor in medical college. No, you said it right. I mean, I think you can sum it up. So think about it. When we're talking about fish oil, we are talking about, of utmost importance, the freshness, all right? Then we're looking at purity, and we're also looking at potency. I will throw a blog up to make sure that you can reference it so you know when you're choosing. We're going to stay well at Radio MD and RadioMD.com.